Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We're at season 4, episode 6, Gay Pride, everyone's favorite.
Episode of every season.
Because it's full of drama and the gays. And we love the gays.
Great outfits, lots of people. There's just so much glitter, you know, all the things.
Some bad outfits this season, but this episode, we'll get into it. But before we get into everything, check out the A&M Podcast Network. You have this podcast you can listen to. You have Summer is Fun, our Summer House podcast. And we have One Season Wonders. Also be sure to join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. I will tell you now what you can get. So for the mere price of $1 a month, you get access to our super fun pre-shows that Meredith and I record about anything and everything. Also, you get access to any episodes that we record early. So this episode, happy September, everyone. September 1st, hip hip hooray, 2021.
It's kind of
you're listening to this probably September 1st of 2022.
Who knows?
Very in the future. Goodbye.
You know, the time is a black hole these days.
Well, because we're waiting on Bravo to announce seasons. We're just here waiting. So then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where we will do spoilers since we're doing these podcasts spoiler free. The after show is where we talk about Vanderpump news, Bravo news, Vanderpump spoilers, thoughts we had, anything and everything. And we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Gina, Danae, Chris, Dustin, Tracy, Mariah, and Jackie. Yay. Ooh. It's always in no particular order either. I want everyone to know that. I just read down the list.
I don't have a favorite. I love you all.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean,
but we do have a favorite.
Once an episode, we have a favorite, which I'll get into because for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus during live shows, we will post and ask for your opinion and talk about it on the podcast. And we will pick our patron of the episode. So this week's patron of the episode is our main man, Dustin.
Woohoo!
Dustin's got the cool koozies on Instagram. Dustin is so funny. And he's the OG Summer House fan. His wife, Jackie, loves Vanderpump. And she got him into Summer House. But Dustin's really invested in Summer House. And I can't wait to see what he thinks of the new season whenever that comes out. Because we're still basically in summer. So it's not coming out for a while. But that's it. Okay, let's get into this episode. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Sheena and Shay had an intervention. Schwartz bought a ring for Katie that's not on a string. James and Kristen finally broke up, and Kristen is absolutely heartbroken, but James has moved on to Lala. But then James got drunk, and he insulted Lala, and this is good for Jax because he's trying to get with Lala. Because Lala's hot.
She is hot. I'm really liking her as a new cast member. So bravo to production.
Bravo to Bravo.
Bravo to Bravo on that snag.
So we start off at Sir. Jax, Sandoval, and Lisa are talking about Gay Pride coming up. Last year, Sir was dead, but we're hoping this year it's better. We're going to do a charity party.
The one Pride episode that sucked was last year.
No, but Pump was lit.
I know.
Pump was great.
It was kind of a womp womp because usually they're in the parade.
I know.
Doing all the things.
I'm sad we didn't get a parade, but at least we get a party. All proceeds are going to go towards, or some proceeds. I don't know. They said it was a charity party supporting the LGBTQ+ community. But Sir's going to have a party as well as Pump. So we need two successful parties.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be hard because if I was in LA, I'd be hitting up both and I'd be burning my ass off.
I don't understand how Pump or Sir was dead last year because of the show.
I would have showed up. It also seems like the vibes, especially this year, Pump is more, you show up, you drink, you get drunk, you get married, and Sir, you can sit down and eat or party.
Yes. Well, I feel like I would go pump early. Then when I want to sit down and chill, but still be drunk, I'd make my way to Sir.
Yes, I agree. So Sheena is in the back making a cappuccino. She runs into Jax, and Jax tells Sheena about this new show he's watching where a girl has 5 days to live. And then asks Sheena, what would you do if you had 5 days to live? I want to know this show because I don't know it.
I was like, Jax, what the fuck are you doing?
So Sheena says she would love to travel.
Makes sense to me.
It makes sense. But Jax has a good point where like the plane rides alone take a lot of time. I get it. But yeah, whatever. So Jax says he would just kill a bunch of people he doesn't like. Mainly James, which I was like, what a waste of your 5 days.
Right?
You're just going to leave the world.
I would rather be on a plane than murder people.
Also, like, murdering people seems like a lot of work. You have to stalk them. You have to then murder them.
And you don't even, not that murdering people gives you enjoyment, but like, what's the benefit to you? You're going to be dead in 5 days.
Also, then you have to try to not get caught for 5 days. So for 5 days, you're on the lam.
Yeah, so why don't you go travel for the first four and then go slaughter some people on day five?
The person you want to murder is actually in Europe. So you had a fun vacation, murder them, and then you die. Great plan. So Sheena calls Jax out and says he basically only hates James because of Lala and like other girls at Sir like James better than Jax because Jax is the old model. James is the hot new model with a European accent. So which one would you choose? Also, Jax is still dating Brittany.
Well, somewhat.
Kind of. She lives in Kentucky, so they're like not fully together. But whenever she comes, he like confesses his love to her.
When she's in Kentucky, they're not dating. When she's in LA, they're like married.
They're exclusive. Yeah, 1,000%. But obviously, Jax is attracted to Lala. It would be quick and fun. And then Sheena says something so disturbing. And she's like, just get Lala really drunk. And I was like, oh.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this was never okay, but this is not aging well.
No.
I was like, this is giving me some rapey vibes.
Yeah, right? Just get her super drunk and then hand her to Jax Taylor.
Terrifying. Barf. Terrifying.
Okay, so then they're in the back. It's like Katie, Ariana, and Lisa. And we're picking out our dresses for Pride. And of fucking course, it's the ugliest dress. It's that flower dress we hate.
We picked out a few episodes ago.
Ugh. And then Ariana tells Lisa that Sheena and Shay are doing a lot better. And Lisa's like happy they're doing better, but doesn't believe it.
She's like, it's really not that simple, guys. Like, I'm happy they're happy. But like, it's not like, yay, checked it off the list. We're done.
Yeah, we have to work at this. There's like a lot happening.
There's still a lot going on here.
And then we find out that Shay is coming to Gay Pride, but he's not allowed to get shit-faced. So I guess the last few weeks have been really great. Shay's been turning a new leaf. It's a new Shay. And Sheena doesn't expect him not to drink because she can't date someone who's fully sober. But she wants to be with someone who can have a few drinks and not get wasted, to which I thought the problem with addicts is they don't know that stopping point for themselves. So this is really unrealistic for an addict.
You're setting him up for failure.
And even Jax knows that. The fact that even Jax is like, this is a bad idea. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yes, when Jax knows there's something wrong, you know you're in like the danger zone.
So I feel really bad for Shay that he's like forced to come to this. Because I want to get shit-faced.
Well, I either want to get shit-faced at the party or I don't want to be anywhere near it. Listen, I can go to parties and have fun and not like be drunk. But like telling me that in a sense you're kind of going to be monitoring me for both being sober, but also being too drunk. Like, I don't know where my it's hard to hit that happy medium perfectly. Like actually intentionally hit it perfectly.
Especially if like you're probably unhappy and you're already in kind of a bad place.
You're going to be alone most of the day.
You're dragged to this place.
Yeah, you're going to be alone because everybody's working. So they're going to be able to say hi. But what are you going to do? Just sit at the bar and talk to Jax while like all these people are all screaming drinks around
you? Like, I'm not an alcoholic, but I would want to get shit-faced if I was Shay in this situation. I don't think this would be that fun
if you're shit-faced.
No, but like if you're just
alone,
there anyway,
alone shit face. If he can bring like a bunch of friends, that's perfect.
But he can't because he's hanging out with Sheena. Well, she works. So now we're at Lala's apartment. James is here with his recording stuff. They're going to make some music, which confused me because they were just arguing.
When he walked in, he went for a kiss and she went for like a cheek kiss. And I was like, this is so cringy.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. So basically, I don't know if it was last night, but when Lala and James got in a fight, he apologized to Lala and she doesn't hold grudges like the rest of the crew. So she's over it. And James is straight up trying to hook up and Lala is straight up denying his ass, just trying to record some music. Yes. He cannot take the hint.
Well, and he's going so hard and she's like, let's just like, let this kind of progress naturally.
Yeah. Like he's in love. All he wants to do is touch her and kiss her and make out with her and probably fuck her. And she is more like, it's like one on a Wednesday. No, thanks.
We're supposed to be singing a song. Let's focus on that.
Yeah. So then we find out James likes to get the back of his arm bit during sex. And I know this doesn't seem important, but it will be. That was weird.
I know people have like enjoy being bit, but the position is that really
the
is
back really, of the arm.
Yeah. Like can you imagine being with James and he's like, just a little nibble on the back of the arm.
I'd be like, how do you want me to get there? How are we?
I'd be like, you're distracting me. I'm confused now. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, now
me?
I'm not into this. So Lala tells us James is pretty kinky, so she doesn't think they're sexually compatible, which I don't think I'm sexually compatible with James anymore either.
I don't think a lot of people are, but this speaks volumes about Kristen, if I'm honest.
True. I thought the same thing. But Lala basically tells him like she doesn't want to exclusively date James. Mm-hmm. And he says like same, but he does seem sad that she's just trying to have fun. And yes. He seems like the girlfriend type of dude, but loves to cheat on his girlfriends.
He wants all of her attention.
But she can't have all of his attention.
Yes. What I find interesting here though, is like, Lala's like, I really want to set good boundaries with James, which I'm like, good. This sets everything and any relationship boundaries are typically can set you up for success. And I love how she's like, I do want to have fun. If something happens, I don't want to know about it. Get that. If you're in the like fun zone, we're just kind of hooking up. I don't really want to know about all your escapades too, because I feel like that's how you catch feelings.
Yeah.
So I understand this. This makes sense from Lala's perspective.
Well, they finally get into the song. There ain't nobody like I'm feeling you. This is a fucking jam. I'm into it. I listen to this song. Me too. I like this song. I feel bad Lala doesn't have more lyrics.
It's really a rap song. But like, this is just the, I don't really know these starting words. Out. Well, this is just the, what's that? Like the chorus, the right?
Chorus. Yeah. So Lala has a great voice.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It sounds beautiful. James has some bars he spits out.
I was shocked. He's got but bars. Like, he was on beat. Bars. So I'm impressed.
Yeah. I can't tell if Lala, like when she's singing it, I can't tell if she's like uncomfortable or if like she's just not feeling the song after she says she likes it. I think
she was thinking about maybe where she could like fit things in. Like she was strategizing.
She was like kind of overthinking. It was her first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we found out James was actually born into the music industry. So his dad managed Wham, which personally I'm not a big Wham fan, but like go for it. And George Michaels is James's godfather and his dad's cousin. So that's nuts. I like that more than Wham.
Me too.
So James basically wants Lala. Okay. So he's basically like, he's about to leave and he's like, we're together, right? We're like, we're in this, we're together. And she's like, no, we are friends.
We're having fun. I'll
decide when we want to have fun. Yes. I don't want to right now.
It's like, stop trying to kiss me in our hello and our goodbyes. Like, why can't you just be like, bye?
He like grabbed her and she kept like hitting his arms, like trying to be like, this is fun, but get off me.
Yes, he has his arms literally around her like lower back. As that's a boyfriend girlfriend move.
Yeah,
it was, or like super... I'm shit face in a club. Let's make out.
Yeah, it was not great, but
no,
it's fine. So now we're at Fit Arts. Schwartz knows of this place because he went to college with the trainer. So Florida. And Shay Sandoval and Schwartz are here because we're going to try and get Shay healthy again. So it's basically a combination class of Afro-Brazilian dance fighting. And so this is the win that Sandoval thinks Shay needs. Is
wait, I appreciate this fighting. For Shay. I'm like, these are good friends of being like, let's go out and do something. We're going to pick you up. Let's go.
I appreciate it. But imagine two friends who are way fitter than you. That's taking the downside. You to this super hard fitness class and watching you fucking fail.
Okay, I agree. But I'm pretty sure Schwartz says this. Like, you can't get back in shape in one day. It's all about consistency. So, like, let's go do things. Let's learn new things. If you say you hate it, we won't ever come back.
Why didn't we just, like, go lifting or something and, like, hire a personal trainer? We had to do Afro-Brazilian dance fighting. Okay, but we're also filming a
show, and we don't want Sheena coming to the gym with us. So, like, let's go do something.
I felt straight up so bad for Shay when they had to climb the ribbons, and both the Toms did it, and Shay just didn't. And I was like, that would have been me. I can't climb a ribbon. So I just felt sad for him. And then he goes outside and yaks.
Oh, that was so sad.
And then he comes back and he's like, can I not do this grinding the floor exercise? And the trainer's like, please don't. I don't want you to die. So then we watch both the Toms fully grind on the floor in sexual movements, which is fine. But Sandoval
doing a one-armed because...
Yeah. It was basically who can go the longest. But Schwartz didn't have anyone to make eye contact with, so he fell. Which I was like, barf.
This is from like, I love Schwartz for these little like quirky, odd comments.
He's like, I have no one to make eye contact with. And Sandoval doesn't give a fuck. And then he also says that like Sandoval has the stamina because him and Ariana just started dating. So they're not in their, you know, ruts yet.
Katie, he's doing this every night. Like he has practice. Schwartz
Schwartz and
hugging
Katie.
Gordo.
Exactly. So then Sandoval asked Schwartz about the ring. Oh, now the class is over. They're all sitting. Thank God for Shay. The ring's going to be done next week. And Schwartz is thinking of ideas of how to propose, but he's not going to tell anyone, not even Sandoval.
Sandoval's like, please just check it with me. Please. I know you and I know Katie. Please come to me.
Yeah. Please call me. Shay is down to come back to this class. I am surprised because he did not seem like he had fun, but I'm glad he did. And so they ask him about, you know, his addiction and how things are now. And Shay says the drinking wasn't as bad as the pills. He's just trying to get right and live a long life with Sheena. Shay doesn't feel really comfortable talking to Sheena yet. He knows Sheena is really in control of the relationship, and he just feels like his addiction has almost given her more ammo in the relationship to like use against him in the future and hold it over his head, which like my heart hurt for this man. He's scared of his wife, and now his wife is using his addiction like over him,
and to like reprimand him if he does anything wrong.
Do you think he's like, Sheena's like, Shay, you didn't clean the dishes, you have addiction issues, go clean. Like, do you think she just brings it up?
No, I think it's like, probably I imagine it as if he's like, I just hate how you control me. If he like throws, I'm going to say kind of a dig at her. She's like, well, I have to, because like you're of your addiction. Like she's just constantly using it as a, well, this is why, well, this is why.
It's not a great household for someone in recovery. No, because
this is why I think so many people's relationships fail is I'm no relationship expert, but it's because you have this baggage and you just, people keep throwing like jabs from past things and you just can't move on. Like Sheena's not going to move on from this.
Yeah. Which is like so upsetting because you should treat addiction like a mental illness and you'd never be like, I need to monitor you because you're anxiety or like your depression's like out of whack. Like you could never hold that over someone's head. So it just like hurts. And I feel really bad for Shay. And even when he tries to talk to Sheena, she's just on her phone the whole time and doesn't even listen to him.
She's just texting. This is what bothers me is earlier this episode, we see Katie and Ariana and even Sheena like talking about how like things are so great. And it's like, okay, clearly it's not.
It's not. And like, this relationship is not, Shay needs to fix everything. Like, Sheena really has stuff she needs to work on too. And I don't think she's working on it.
And she said, and now, remember when she said she would stop talking so long, and they were all like, this is the perfect example.
Yeah,
you need, like, you got to go to therapy to work on your own stuff, or find something else if you don't want to talk to a therapist, but there has to be some type of activity that you need to work on your stuff. You can't just go to the gym together and say like, our relationship is better.
Yeah. And Tom Sandoval making you eggs is not going to cure this.
No, you're treating symptoms. You're not treating the problem.
And now Schwartz is like, fuck, is this what marriage is like? Cause I don't want to get married now.
Yeah.
And no, you've been living with Katie long enough that it would be literally the same with like a
ring. Well, that is kind of scary. Like, for Schwartz, this is the only married person he, and like, married guy he knows, and this relationship is in shambles, and it's only been 9 months.
I know. Well, meanwhile, while the boys are doing Afro-Brazilian dance fighting, Sheena is going to get her license name changed because she has never been happier in her relationship. Okay.
This is where Sheena like doubles down on things when they're so bad. And is convinced that it's going to be so good if she finally changes her name.
She is now the happiest she's literally ever been. Like, even before the wedding, like, literally, this is the happiest.
That's terrifying. This
I know.
That you're basically saying this is your peak.
And like, that's so upsetting because you were just at such a low. You can't go all the way to your highest high.
No, you don't have a like a time machine, or not a time machine, what is it called when you just like want to warp from one place to another?
A teleportation device
thing.
Teleportation.
Yeah. You're trying to go from the bottom of this hill to the top in no time at all.
No, not even a little bit. But now she is Sheena Marie Shay. Also, damn, why do people have good license photos? Mine is trash.
Okay. Look at, like, she came prepared. I've never done that much makeup for a photo. And like on the Kardashians, once Khloe Kardashian brought like one of those ring lights and like her friend held it up around the,
that's fucking insane. Like, think
about the lighting in like DMVs. It's all about the lighting.
I fucking am, because you know why? I got my picture taken and my dad literally said I was his ugliest child. So I know they're not flattering.
And I once had a good photo and have not since. Just one time in my life did I have a pretty decent photo.
My next one's going to be good. It expires 2024. I'm coming for you.
And I think it's all about like the head tilt to the side. Like, Sheena's has a little tilt to it. Like, it's not dead on.
I hate it. So Ariana's not big into marriage. Her parents basically broke up after they had her, and then they got back together, had her brother, and then broke up again. So she's just not into it, but she believes in Sheena's marriage for some reason.
Okay, she says her family stuff didn't affect her outlook on marriage.
But it clearly did.
Lies. There's no way it didn't.
Yeah. And this is where Sheena too is like, she had just debated getting a divorce, but now she's like literally so fucking happy.
I didn't think after the last few weeks that like I would be able to do this. I'm just so happy where our relationship's at, honey.
Meanwhile, Shay is literally like, I'm contemplating a divorce. I can't even
talk to my right wife. All my wife does is
whoever edited this, whoever edited it.
Amazing. I actually hope these were done on the same day, because it really shows you
too
how delusional Sheena is.
Yeah. I wish Ariana had been like, where's Shay? And she would have been like, Afro-Brazilian dance fighting. And we could have fucking laughed, because at the same time. Okay, so now it's gay pride. So we're at Pump. We're setting up for a party. It's a bloody mess, but don't worry, Lisa's here. We need to gay it up. Kevin Lee is on the job to gay it up.
He was putting like feathers in the trees. And like, I was like, to plan a party with Lisa and Kevin Lee.
That's a lot of personality. I don't know if I could. But where's James? He's running late. He's running down the street in a full sweat.
Yeah,
probably couldn't find parking.
He's Lisa finally wants to here. Lisa wants like a sound check. She wants to hear DJ soundtrack. Yeah.
But he shows up with fucking battle wounds. This, the back of this man's arm and his actual back. I have never done this to a person, like he was, and I never lost want to.
In the woods and came out like some random place through a thorn bush.
Yeah. So the back scratches look like a bear had mauled him, but then the back of the arm bites. Literally, I cannot describe it enough. It looks like when you pick at a mosquito bite way too long and then you get like a weird bruise around it. And like the scab. It looked like it was scabbed.
How do you enjoy this? Like this level.
And then he literally goes, "They're battle wounds from the bedroom." And Lisa's like, "Stop."
She's like,
and
then say no more.
Richardson, our hot dude that offered to impregnate Katie, starts singing la 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 la. And it wasn't Lala, apparently. And then Kristen's like, or Lisa goes, "Fuck, was it Kristen?" But it wasn't Kristen either. So we don't know.
We've got a third party involved. You know, James is doing this because Lala's like, "We're gonna have fun," and he's like, "I'll show you fun." Like,
yeah, you said we're not exclusive, so guess what? We're really not exclusive. And then Ken, of all people, finds out who James hooked up with, and it was another Sir Hostess named Lauren.
Oh my!
I can't wait to get to Sir. I have so many notes and so much drama. I agree. I'm
like,
about
who the fuck is Lauren? Obviously, she's gonna be on camera. Like, let's go.
So Pump's party basically looks super lit. Lisa has a big hat to barrier herself from people. Let's go to Sir.
Genius.
Girls are wearing those ugly ass dresses. Disgusting, yep. But whatever. Yeah. Peter is here with Sarah. He's working.
They kiss. So cute.
But yeah, very cute. Lala and Lauren are talking at the hostess stand. We've meet Lauren. She's a cute little number, but
yep. Yes. But like, I'm no still, drama yet. It's just like them chit-chatting. You're like, what's going on here?
And Lala's eyeing Jax, and Jax's fucking shit face. I literally wrote, is he on drugs? Because this man, he must have taken so much Adderall and then drank.
Here's the thing. Wired. Like, I kind of appreciate being like, let's drink, let's get drunk, and like, let's just get through this shift. But like, this is the early in the day.
And he is
this hammer.
So drunk. He starts yelling at Lala. He's like, get over here. And I was like, oh my God. So he looks crazy. I don't know why Lala's eyeing him at this
And I
moment.
Think right he before this, insane. A few of the bartenders, like including him, they like take another shot. It's like, okay, this isn't like, hey, I took two shots before Shit I came face. To work. This is like,
this I drank a whole bottle of Patron and then had more here. He looks insane. So, Lala asked Jax about his girlfriend, and Jax says they're not together anymore. There's a rumor that him and Brittany broke up that Jax started. If I'm Brittany, I'm so mad, but it's so funny.
I agree. It's just funny that in Jax's confessional, he's like, there's a rumor going around. He's like, I'm pretty sure I started it. I'm like, it's not a rumor. It's people believing what you're saying. This isn't a rumor.
Yeah, he didn't start a rumor. He straight up gave people false information about himself.
I wish they kind of would have shown flashbacks of every time he was like, no, we're not together. We're not together. Yeah,
we actually totally ended things. So Lala asks Jax for a drink, and then she starts talking about how she loves Jax's tattoos because it shows he can take a lot of pain. And I just want her to know that it is only because he got girls tattooed, names tattooed. And so he really can't handle emotional pain. So he just does the physical shit. So you really should find someone the opposite.
He has to double up that pain too, because he has to get the initial girl tattoo and cover it up.
I know, double the fun. Okay, so Jax then tells some rando at the bar, a patron, I'm gonna fuck her. And I was like, my God, if I'm ordering a drink from you, please don't tell me you're sleeping with later.
No,
sir. So,
unless it's potentially me, but not coming from Jax.
No, Jax. Like if Peter or Sandoval had said it, I'd be like, okay, cool.
I'd be like, when?
Peter, no. So Schwartz is here. He barely recognizes Peter with that short hair, but
oh my God.
He sees Bubba and he tells his girlfriend how happy he is to not be working at Pump right now.
I just passed Pump and I'm so happy I'm not there right now.
His anxiety is on a 10 and he wasn't even working.
I don't understand how he has money. I always question this because he's clearly not working at any restaurant or bar.
He's a master and a stay-at-home puppy dad.
I guess. I mean, Katie's must be like Sheena, where they're just pulling the whole weight of the family.
Katie's bringing in the bucks. And Tom has loans. So he needs to pay off his loans. Katie's not married to him yet. It's not what's mine is yours yet. Huh? Yeah. But okay. So we get this great scene of Ariana legitimately like, I just need wine glasses. And Jax is just the tornado of madness going, we need wine glasses.
She talks about him being a bull in a china shop and he's legit in a china shop.
Yeah, but that's him normally. Yeah. Shit faced is a bull on a china shop on roller skates during an earthquake, which seems very accurate for this man. And then Jax can't have any of the food because he's trying to steal the actual food being served, to which Katie and Sheena are like, if you're not going to pass it, you can't have it, sir.
Could you imagine him being like, I'll pass it, grabs a tray and it just goes, it literally just falls. No, it falls. He could not stand up straight.
It would go everywhere. So James walks into Sir now. He must have ended his shift at pump.
Later on, he says he's taking a break because he's working 10 hours.
Well, this was a long ass break. So he walks into Sir and says hi to Lala and Lauren. So he does a quick like, hi, Lauren, like a hug. And then he straight up starts kissing Lala in front of Lauren. And I was like, this is so awkward. But we're the only ones that know it's awkward.
I know, but I was also confused by his greeting of Lauren. But I guess when we think back to how he greeted Lala, like during the music thing, I guess you could just say that's James's like greeting.
Yeah, but he didn't really do much with her. He gave her like a nice little hug and was like, hello, sweetheart. He
like kissed her like very close to her lips, similar to how he kissed Lala.
I think that's I was like, a British drunk thing. Yeah, but no, he straight up starts making out with Lala.
Yes. And then,
so I guess Lauren had told James, do not tell anyone.
No, I think Lauren. Oh, did you say Lauren told James?
Lauren told James, yes. Do not tell anyone. But James wore a tank top and is full of fucking scars that Lala immediately is like, okay, what's
in
that?
His defense, he's wearing the pump uniform tank top. So it's not like he is trying to show this off. I mean, but I'm sure he's thrilled to show it off.
My God, ask Lauren for some concealer or some shit if you're trying to hide this. But he's not trying to hide it. So Lala immediately sees the back of his arm and she knows what that means told her. And so she asked what that was. And James says like, yeah, he slept with someone last night. He's just being honest. So now he's gaslighting her, which is not great. Okay. So then Lala does get really upset. So she tells James to get the fuck away. And she's actually annoyed, which shows she has feelings, which is
okay. This is what annoys me though, is Lala's the one who did set this up. James took advantage of it and she can be annoyed, but she's the one who put these boundaries.
Yeah. And everyone's watching because it's a fucking shit show.
And so, I don't think James was gaslighting her. He was saying like, you told me to be honest. Well, actually.
Yeah, that's true. He's not fully gaslighting.
He was being honest and she said, I don't want to know about it. So when she asked who it was, he was like, I'm not going to tell you.
That's true. He's not full on gaslighting her, but he's manipulating.
He's manipulating her.
Her hardcore. So Jax then, so Lisa and Ken show up with Eric, who everyone hates, but like, it's fine because Eric is never shown again. And Jax is shit face. He goes up to Lisa, says hello, tries to tell Lisa about the drama. And Lisa's like, don't care. And then he tries to kiss her. And she's like, I wore this hat. Stop. Get away from me.
Oh my God. Sweaty she's like, please get back behind the bar.
So someone at the bar, listen, I know I've read all the things. Bartenders hate making mojitos. I get it. But someone genuinely orders a strawberry mojito and Jax says, nope, I'm not going to make that.
He said he's not making cocktails, which is a large category.
Yeah. Not everyone wants to do shots, but this person agrees to a shot. But she says like, can I have the shot and the cocktail?
I still need the cocktail, though.
So as Jax is getting the tequila to pour a shot, he turns and he drops the whole bottle into the ice container, which is bad because ice is clear and so is glass. So this means all the bar backs, these poor little Hispanic men, have to go in and clean out all of the ice and dump it and then bring in new ice.
Which I'm sure there's even more of a process because
because it's busy. You can't just be like quick. You have to take the ice then all the way from the back to the bar to
and
the back,
sweeping the ground. And like, there's so many things. And you know, Jax sure isn't helping you.
No, he's shit faced. Yeah. But like you have to clean out that whole thing because no one's going to want to drink glass.
Which I'm sure they're keeping stocked because it's a busy day.
Yes. So Jack's fucked up. Anthony, the bartender, who's also Lauren's ex, is super annoyed. So Jack's really fucked up pride here. That lady never got her strawberry mojito. She is still fucking livid from that day. She's never gone back to Sir. We're so sorry. So Shay's here. He kisses Sheena in the back. Everyone's trying to get him to take shots, but he's taking it easy. He's only having a beer or two.
Yeah, we're going to stick to beer today, which good for Shay. Super proud of him.
A whole week ago, he would not have been comfortable coming to this party, but because he's grown so much in a week, he's fine. And now
I wish I grew this much in a week. Good Lord.
The saddest moment was when Shay was describing Sheena and he's like, yeah, usually like I would get shit faced and now I'm watching people get shit faced and thinking, wow, that used to be me. And I was like, everyone loves that moment when you're like, ah, I used to be shit faced and now I'm not, I'm just watching you be shit.
Well, everybody has that moment pretty often.
But it's a sad moment if you want to get shit faced and you just can't.
Yes. You know, I mean, not like, as sloppy as some of the like sloppiest people probably that are there, but just to be like, oh, look, they're taking like, shots and bonding.
If you're like, I'm choosing not to get super drunk tonight because I don't want to, fine. But if you just like can't for no reason, have you ever had those nights where you drink a ton, but you can't seem to get drunk?
Yes. That's the worst.
That's like the vibe Shay is getting. And I'm always angry when I have that vibe, but Shay just can't drink a lot. So he's just like a sad boy. And
yes, 100%.
Okay. So, then we go out by the pink car to take some pictures with Peter and the girls because it's only ever Peter and the girls. We see Christina Kelly sighting.
Hell yes.
And then Kristen shows up, which I thought she was banned from this whole street, but apparently not.
I said the same thing. I was like, this bitch ain't walking into Sir right now, is she?
Someone ban her. No, instead she tries to get into the Sir picture. Which cracks
me
up.
Let it go. Like, this is where it's like, listen, let go. Like, what do people say? Like, shut the yearbook whenever people are obsessed with high school when they've left. Like, Kristen, take the Sir uniform off. Like,
you can't tell Diana to suck a dick and be in the photo. No. So yeah, she goes into Sir, even though she should be banned. And she starts talking to James's roommate. I think his name was Brandon. I didn't write it down. No one cares.
I didn't catch the name, but yeah, James's roommate.
So they start talking about how cops showed up and James almost got arrested.
Well, I think she was saying like, oh, things must be better now. Or like, they're just like, hey, I don't have to deal with that. Like, sorry, you still have to deal with crazy James. I don't anymore. And they were talking about like a time the cops showed up and there were like bruises because he was like fighting either the roommate or Kristen, I don't know.
But not a girl. Because Kristen was like, oh, I thought he hit a girl.
No. So they were talking about one time, like specific time, and they were bonding over it. And the roommate, James's roommate, was like, oh yeah, like last night was pretty crazy too. And Kristen's like, what? The cops were called? And he was like, no. Like he just like has all these scratches and he has some bruises. And she was like, what? Like who did he fight last night? And the roommate said, Oh no, like it was a girl. And she's like, oh my God, he fought a girl. And he's like, no, he had sex with a girl and it was rough last night. Like there was a lot of like yelling and like positive yelling in a way, not negative yelling this time, but they're still like, James is still a lot.
Basically. I totally glossed over that whole fucking conversation.
Yeah. I mean, Kristen with Katie was even confused.
Katie was like, I'm sorry, are we biting people now? I was like,
wait a minute, we get scratches from sex? Like, what are we doing?
Tom Sandoval or Tom Schwartz just makes eye contact. And that's like it. We don't even have sex. We just look into each other's eyes.
You just need your eyes.
James then like shows up to say hi to his roommate, but kind of ignores everyone else at first. But then Sheena's like, hey, who'd you fuck? Like, what's with your arm?
Yeah, and James tell us the story. Like,
Kristen can tell you I like to get bit. And then Kristen's face is like, oh.
Loved that comment. He was like, I can't talk about it, but Kristen, go ahead. Share the details, how she I like it.
Oh, I used to do this, but I didn't want my friends to know. Caught. So then back at the hostess stand, Lauren's talking to Lala, and Lala is so upset about the James thing. And Lauren is telling her, you know what? You're okay. Don't be upset. Fuck it. Just let it go. Because
give him some good advice. Like, yeah. Let it be. Put it out of your mind. You don't care.
But Lala's like, should I find out who it is? And Lauren's like, no. And I'm like, bitch is the try not to be caught. She's being sneaky. Good for her.
Here's the thing. When you do something behind someone's back, you can't also be the one to give them advice. So you should just exit this if you can. Just be like, I don't really know.
We also get another fun shot of Anthony, Lauren's ex, who I'm like, what is with these fun shots? Is he a new crew member or like cast member? Let me tell you. So now we're in the back of Sir. Sheena is going to clock out. She made $748. They're off to, her and Shay are off to the strip club.
Tips, by the way.
Yeah, good for her. So now everyone's kind of in the back of Sir, except Lauren is like still inside, just weirdly lurking. Which I was like, oh no.
Some producer was like, go out there. Like,
go look to see what's out there. And Lauren quick looked and was like, nope. So James starts talking about the 7 hours of sex he had.
Whew.
It's a long time. Yeah. I'm like concerned. So Kristen is also allowed in the back of Sir for some reason. So she says hey to Lala because they're friends now. They both hate James. And Kristen said, or Lala says she's not responsible for the scratches and neither is Kristen. So I don't know who is, but they don't have time to figure it out because James walks up and
he's like, I'm not going to have you two talking.
Yeah. He doesn't understand why Lala's upset because she told him to go have fun, to which then Kristen starts yelling at him. But then James is like, hey, let's talk separately. So him and Lala go off on their own.
But Jax does swoop in to be like, hey, you going to Tom's later?
Yeah. And she's very touchy with Jax in front of James, which James is not happy about. So Lala basically wants to know who it was. And without any pressure, James tells her that it was Lauren. And Lala's face, she in this moment just feels stupid. You can tell.
Okay.
She feels stupid.
I think it's because of the advice Lauren was giving her. Like, you don't have to be so upfront with like everything happening because like that's between you and James or like once like Lala asks James, like that's on James to tell her or not, but like, it's not like Lauren or was ever asked, did you sleep with James? So she hadn't lied to her, but giving her advice on the situation she's involved in is shitty.
I think it just, Lala's having one of those moments of, oh my God, they like both knew the secret.
Yes.
And they both saw me upset and neither one of them told me. So I look like a fool, which she shouldn't feel that way, but she does because we've all.
But we've all been in similar situations.
Lala marches her ass back into Sir.
Hunting her down.
To find Lauren. And
I kind of wish she would have just walked in screaming, Lauren!
I know. Lauren does not want to talk. She walks away and takes off her mic.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Lala goes up to Anthony.
Yes.
Which I thought this was Lauren's ex, but exes mean nothing in Sir because you're still into them. So Lala tells Anthony that Lauren and James hooked up. Anthony doesn't believe it. He's like trying to talk to Lauren. Like,
no, she won it.
He goes to find Lauren in the back. She's just like, are you kidding me? Don't wear a mic. This isn't going to be on camera. Lauren's being a bad Bravo cast member because we want to hear everything.
Well, she's not a cast member though. So she doesn't have to do this shit.
She had a mic.
She does not have to have this on camera. No. I'm just saying. If she's not contracted into this.
If you have a mic, but
yes, she's throwing a freaking tantrum. If you don't want to be on camera and have this conversation, you got to leave the vicinity.
Don't accept the microphone when the producers offer it.
Well, no, you just got to leave the premise because you're not going to be on the premise and get to have this conversation.
And then she's making Anthony take off his mic, which I was pissed about because I wanted to hear this conversation.
Same. She's so, like, you're not coming in here. Get the camera out of here. And then when he takes off his mic, they put one of those boom mics in there.
I know. And then they like shut the door on it.
She's like,
so
get
funny.
This out of here.
And then Lala's mad because she's like, no, bitch, if I'm involved in this, you're involved in this.
If if you guys are going to put the start of this on camera, you don't get to take it off camera now. Like this is already on camera.
Absolutely. So Lala's very flustered. She even tries talking to Anthony and Lauren at one point, but then the camera finds them because Lala's mic is on. So you can kind of hear it. And Lauren just shuts it down. And I'm pissed. Are Anthony and Lauren, what happened to them? I just want to know.
I don't know. This was insane.
This could have been a great story for us to follow, Anthony and Lauren and James and Lala. That would have been great. Lala shook up with Anthony now. So, Lala's very upset, but here comes Prince Charming Jax Taylor to help her.
Okay. One thing I do have to say is he is smooth.
Yeah.
Like he knows he's not like too aggressive. Like Jane Burns himself and Jax knows this, but Jax always knew at some point there'd be a fallout where he could be like a prince to walk up in like his knight in shining armor and be like, let's go.
And Lala really likes Jax because he's real and she must have never watched the show before.
Oh my fucking God. Here's the thing. He's not real. Pretty. He's being normal and he's here. He's the right guy at the right time.
Lala and Brittany are in the fucking dark about this man. If I'm dating some dude that was on reality TV, I'm watching every single behind the scenes thing I can find.
Here's the thing.
I'm
I would give Bravo. Them. Well, like if I were Brittany and I met him, I would like suss it out a little bit and like, I would try and stay away from it for a little bit, but at some point you need to watch this shit before you get into
it. I would watch it. I would just have to know, what do all these people know about my boyfriend that I don't know? What is he doing? Especially if I'm in Kentucky, not doing shit. I'm watching.
Okay. 100% on that. My favorite line of this entire episode is Jack saying that Lala got her PhD in Sir today. I'm like, she got slapped up and down,
Up and down. So then Jax and Lala leave to go to Tom's. Tom's not even leaving yet.
No, Jax is like, bye, Ariana. We'll see you at your house. I'm like,
yeah, they walk off holding hands and Ariana's face is pure concern.
Insane.
Pure sadness and concern. And that's how the episode ends. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So now, next time Jax confesses his love for Brittany, but he still wants to hang out with Lala. Which sounds right. The boys are meeting with Lisa, Pandora, and Jason again.
Uh-oh.
The Toms are putting their St. Louis plan into fruition. Yes, that word. James and Jax get into a fight. James and Kristen get into a fight. And James spits on Kristen's door.
I'm just going to let everybody know this is Alicia's like favorite moment.
I don't remember a lot from James and Kristen, but I do remember that he spit on his door and I've never laughed so hard because as we saw in the preview, he does it and she just in shock goes, did you just spit on my door? It's not funny. Oh. It's not okay. But James just does things.
It's
that,
so like, dumb. He just is a child. So it's funny. It's like when a dog does something bad, you're like, oh my God.
And then Kristen just being on the receiving end is like, did you just spit on my door?
Yeah, you don't feel bad for Kristen because it's Kristen. So it's just funny.
But like, who would do that other than James? I'm so excited to watch
I would pay money to watch the rest of the cast members like do this and actually be serious about it. Like, could you imagine Jax being like, God, Lala, you won't sleep with me?
But
spits on her door.
He would like fully like
he would punch a hole in the door.
Yeah, and it's like not as funny. James didn't cause any damage.
It's something so dumb.
So
you're telling me I need to go
get
a Lysol wipe and just wipe my door? Seriously?
You just put COVID on my door? Are you fucking serious? Like it's
what
like
a different time.
You can't be mad, but it's like disgusting enough that you're annoyed by it and like in shock because you didn't spit on her.
No, the door. It's like
I'm so
offensive enough for like you to be pissed off, but like also so dumb that you're like, that's your move.
I can't wait. I love it. I can't wait to talk about it next week. I'll talk about it every week if I can. Okay, but now we have to do accepted and blocked. I think I only know who I'm blocking.
Oh, I don't know anything. I did not write them down this time. Like, I don't know. There was just, this was a great episode, don't get me wrong, but there's just like so much happening that I feel like I'm in an ocean of a bunch of waves.
Agreed. So I'm going to block, and I'm going to block James. It kills me inside. I want everyone to know that. But he was just, he was trying really hard with Lala, and she's trying to set up boundaries, and he's not respecting those boundaries. And then just
he kind of did respect the boundaries.
But I'm talking about when she was trying really hard not to kiss him at her apartment. That was uncomfortable to watch. Yes. He should have picked up on it. She just said, she's like, let's stop. And he did not stop, which was disrespectful.
Because he doesn't respect the boundaries because he's throwing them in her face.
Yeah. So then he sleeps with Lauren, which I get, but he knew what he was doing to manipulate Lala. Absolutely.
He knew, there's no way he didn't know Lala and Lauren were going to be the hostesses the next day.
He had to keep it within the Sir family. He did that to poor Anthony, who shows up for one episode and now is crushed by his girlfriend, Lauren. And then he obviously is hammered. He's trying to talk to Lala, Kristen. He outs Lauren. He just doesn't have a good episode this time.
So. No. Okay, I'm going to block Jax. Because he
spilled the tequila.
He started his own quote unquote rumor because he's been telling everybody he's not dating Brittany, which is not true, to the point where Lala's like, I really love Jax because he's so honest and real. And I'm like, honey.
It's just so funny. He's like, oh, there's a rumor I started.
I'm like, not a rumor. Awesome. It can't be a rumor when it's about yourself.
Yeah, no. That was awesome. 10 out of 10, honestly.
And then he yelled at the customer just trying to get a goddamn drink. No. Smashed the bottle of glass. Didn't even pretend to help pick it up. Not that they wanted him to. He would have cut himself. He was hammered. Was so hammered at Sir, all this stuff happened. And even almost kissed Lisa and is trying to gossip with her on the biggest day at Sir.
I know. Her it was rain so in, funny just, though.
And we thought him Shay was going to be the drunk problem. Like, everybody take a look at the left.
Jackson James did the reverse for me this episode. Usually I find James so fucking funny. And don't get me wrong, there were some moments, but I found Jack so fucking stupid funny. Just you reliving it cracked me up. It was so funny.
I would not. This is the type of drunk person you don't want to be around.
Okay, but to accept, I'm going to pull an audible and I'm going to accept Jax.
I hate you.
I thought he was so, listen, I don't want to be around him, but do I want to watch this Jax on TV? Fuck yeah. I want to watch him yell at this lady that he's going to fuck Lala later. And another lady that she's not getting her strawberry mojito. She's not even getting a drink because there's no ice.
There's no tequila left or ice in this vicinity.
And he's not good at spreading rumors about himself, but it worked out because guess who he took home? He took on Lala, and sure, he's one hell of a scumbag, but man, was it fucking funny this episode.
You know what? His plans are terrible. Awful. In the moral way, but they're effective. Yeah.
Also, I think this is the first and only time I'm ever going to accept Jax.
So take it while you got it.
I did it. Who are you accepting?
I'm going to give it to our girl, Lisa. She threw two hit parties.
Yep.
Stayed out of the drama, is keeping avoided
all the kisses.
Yes. Genius strategy right there. Beautiful. Got the drama from her husband, so she still knows what's going on, but avoided the drama talk with her employee, drunk ass Jax.
I love that Ken was the one that found this out.
Oh my God. I wonder how quickly gossip does spread around those two restaurants, because there's no way it just happens, obviously, with this group that we're following. There's so many other employees that wonder if someone at Pump was talking about it to another employee at Pump and Ken overheard it. So then when they're leaving Pump, Ken's like, hey, by the way.
Ken, no one actually told Ken.
No.
He just
there's so many eyes and ears that even if Peter found something out, I'm sure he would tell Lisa, like, hey, by the way, here's what I found out. And it's not gossip. It's like, hey, here's the status of the craziness of our
and employees. Like, this is probably going to blow up in all of our faces. We should just be fucking ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's good. Okay. So fun times. Let's go to this after show. I want to hear all your drama, even though I know
but there's in real time, I'm sorry for all the people who are listening to this 3 years later, but in real time, Alicia and I's time, there's a lot going on. So I have a lot to talk to her about.
All right. To the after show we go. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.